The Don Edwards San Francisco Bay National Wildlife Refuge is huge by urban wildlife refuge standards. It comprises some 30,000 acres and goes from Redwood City to Alviso, around the Horn through Fremont, and up to Union City. And as you cross the Dunbarton Bridge, you will see a very significant wetland restoration project going on. This is Your Wetlands.
If you're heading to the west from Fremont to Menlo Park, you're going to see the beginnings of restoration. We've got one pond that's partially tidal, and you can see all the white pelicans and the ducks and everything using it there. And on the south side of the bridge, you're actually going to see an area that will be physically restored as part of the South Bay Salt Pond Restoration Project. This is the largest tidal wetland restoration project in the West. That's west of North America and South America. And San Francisco Bay being the largest and most important estuary for migratory species, you can say that the restoration of the ponds in the South Bay are going to have effect all the way from the Arctic down to South America.
Clyde Morris is the manager of the Don Edwards San Francisco Bay National Wildlife Refuge.
This is basically the gas station, to make it simple. When you're migrating from up in the Arctic down to South America, you can't do it all at one time. You have to stop and make gas stations, just like we do when we take long trips. And so this is the most essential spot, at least the scientists tell us, where the shorebirds that are migrating spend more time here, and more of them stop in San Francisco Bay than any other estuary in the entire West.
So it's large. That must mean that it's going to take some time to fully restore this wetland.
Well, that's certainly true. We're not going to basically restore it back to the way it used to be, because that's just impossible now. And there's a lot of unknowns. No one's done a project of this size. So the great advantage is we're going to be able to do it a little bit of time, do adaptive management, so the lessons we learn in the first phase can be applied over the next actual 50 years, I think, is how long it'll take.
And obviously, which direction you're traveling will impact what you see and how you see it. But in general, were we to travel to this area right now, what are we likely to see?
Well, what you're going to see now on the east side of Dumbarton Bridge are salt ponds that are managed by Cargill for salt production. That doesn't mean they're devoid of wildlife. Actually, some of those ponds are really important for certain species that like mid-salinity ponds and the food that's available. And then you can actually see some of the old slough channels from when it used to be a marsh. And then if you go to the headquarters of Don Edwards, right next to the Toll Plaza in Fremont, you can actually see a pond that we restored. It used to be a crystallizer bed, part of the salt pond making process, and now it's just incredible salt marsh named after the La Rivieres, who actually supported and created the refuge back in the 70s.
If you would, Clyde Morris, give us an idea for our mind's eye of a time frame. So you've described what we're seeing today. What sorts of things are we going to be seeing over the next year or so?
In 2008, we're going to be seeing the beginning of the creation of a water bird nesting pond on the west side of the pond. So we're going to take something that looks like a moonscape, only gets water during the rainfall. We're going to build a bunch of nesting islands out there and introduce tidal water and see how many birds we can pack into a smaller area. And this is part of the adaptive management process. Depending on how successful we are there, will determine how many of the rest of the salt ponds we can restore back to tidal wetlands.
It would also seem, people listening to us elsewhere in the country, that you all must be sharing some of this information, that since a lot of these restoration projects are being done for the first time, that it would also inform other restoration projects occurring elsewhere in the United States.
Well, it's certainly true. We've been attending several national conferences, and people are getting the word out. We actually had a recent conference in San Jose where the folks that are restoring the Everglades came by. We gave them a tour, and they actually thought that they learned a lot by reviewing our adaptive management process, how we're doing. So we're actually helping some of the largest restoration projects in the West.
Does it surprise you, being a professional in this business and working for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over a number of years, you put a little water out, and particularly for many of these bird species, how quickly they become residents of these restored areas?
Yeah, it's shocking to me to see how quickly things can restore if you get things right. About a year and a half ago, we restored ponds. We just breached the levees in the ponds that hadn't seen tidal action in 40 years. And within 10 days, we had shorebirds in there feeding. We had fish and fish-eating birds. It was almost instantaneous to how well it responded.
Most of us traveling around areas such as the ones we're talking about, we don't really observe, in fact, our eyes can't really observe the complexity of some of these systems. So in 10 days, you'll get some bird species, perhaps, but it will take many, many years to get the diversity and the complexity of a living ecosystem.
Yeah, it's going to take many years, we think, and we don't really know how long. Certain types of habitats are easier to restore than others. But that's, for me, one of the most exciting parts of the South Bay Salt Pond Restoration Project is in this, for example, on the pond that we're going to be restoring next year next to the Dumbarton Bridge, we're also building a hiking trail and two viewing platforms with interpretive information. So everyone's going to be able to witness the change for themselves and learn just as we go along. So not only are we restoring wetlands, but we're making it available for wildlife-oriented recreation for all people to enjoy.
And you say witness what's going on. That's part of the other amazing part of this. This isn't a wetland area out in some remote location. This is next to a bridge where tens of thousands of people traverse daily.
Yeah, when I grew up in the South Bay, I really didn't know much about the bay and the wetlands because it was all private land. The only time I saw these areas was crossing the Dumbarton Bridge as a Boy Scout on the way to camping trips. And now we're actually going to be able to get people right to the bay shore and to the restored ponds and see things that were never available when I grew up in San Francisco.
How accessible will this be? In other words, you're going across the bridge. Is there easy access to some of these places, and will the access be increasing as you move forward?
Yeah, we've already have 35 miles of hiking trail in the South Bay as part of the Don Edwards Refuge, and so we're going to be adding many more.
This must give you a pretty good feeling.
Well, this is my own roots experience, this whole restoration project. I grew up in the South Bay, and in those days, any marsh or wetland was considered evil, and we built something on it. And then pretty soon we decided, well, maybe they're okay, so if you fill one, you actually have to mitigate. And now we're going, it doesn't matter, even if people aren't filling them anymore, the right thing to do is restoration because it improves water quality, flood protection, and then this public access. So in my mind, we've come so far just while I've grown up and lived in the Bay Area. This is an exciting day for me, in part because it's exciting for all the people that are going to be living in the Bay Area. The 7 million residents are going to have such a better, healthier climate, better environment, and have access for their children.
My thanks to Clyde Morris. And if you would like to learn more about the South Bay Salt Pond Restoration Project, they have an excellent website. It's southbayrestoration.org. And there you'll find all sorts of links to the science behind the restoration, when new trails are opening. Again, that's southbayrestoration.org. Our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. Our podcast is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. If you have a question for us, maybe an idea for a future Your Wetlands program, please email us, yourwetlands@gmail.org. And thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.